Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning we'll continue our review of the 2022 Ligonier Survey of Theology. Statement number four is, God learns and adapts to different circumstances. 51% of surveyed strongly agreed, and 32% strongly disagreed. 51% of those surveyed are wrong. To affirm God learns and adapts to different circumstances is to say God changes, and it is an outright denial of the immutability of God. Here are some scriptures that teach the immutability of God, the idea that God does not change. Psalm 102, 25 through 27. Of old you have laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will wear out like a garment, and you will change them like a robe, and they will pass away, but you are the same, and your years have no end. Malachi 3, 6. Here's an outright denial of this statement. Malachi 3, 6. For I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, O children of Jacob, you are not consumed. James 1:17, we might be going into this in some more depth in a couple weeks. James 1:17, every good gift and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Why would some claim that God adapts to circumstances and changes his mind? It must be because they believe that God is not omniscient and does not know the future. Now, Arminianism teaches that God is omniscient. He knows the future. But that men still have absolute libertarian free will to choose or to reject God. This is clearly contradictory and is not scriptural, and it's heretical. Now, there's another theological teaching in our day, and it's called open theism. Open theism, like Arminianism, is also not scriptural and heretical, but it is more honest than Arminianism. Open theism wants to preserve libertarian free will, like Arminianism, but open theism realizes that omniscience is impossible if free will exists. So open theism simply denies the omniscience of God and basically affirms today's statement and says that God does not know the future and simply reacts to actions of free will men as they happen. There are many problems with open theism, as you can imagine. Omniscience and immutability. When we deny omniscience and immutability, all of the other attributes of God begin to collapse. For instance, if God does not know the future, he cannot be sovereign over history. So sovereignty collapses. God is also no longer outside of time, as he is constantly reacting and changing to plans of free will creatures as they act. So God is no longer transcendent. So you can see, once you go down this path and deny omniscience, all the other attributes of God need to be denied. The attributes hold altogether or fall altogether. If God is not immutable, if he is constantly reacting and changing, he ceases to be the God of Scripture. Much of Scripture is teaching about unchangeable ethical, physical, and logical principles. If these principles are reflective of God's character, and if these things change, we cannot think or act with any assurance. As a hymn that we sing here says, quote, great is thy faithfulness, O God our Father, there is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be.